May I have a roll call, please?
Chair Stan Eisner.
Present.
Vice Chair Matthew Nolan.
Here.
Commissioner April Berg. Commissioner Brian Hyatt.
Here.
Commissioner Daniel Mills. Commissioner Nicholas Marin. Commissioner Dennis Teschlag.
Here.
Let it record that we have a quorum, and so we'll continue on. You all have had a chance to look at the minutes of our June meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a motion?
I'd make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second that.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the June 20th meeting. All in favor?
Aye.
None opposed? Thank you. Our business this evening is a workshop on the potential comprehensive plan and code amendments relating to business and industrial park zone. Who's up?
I'm up this evening. Well, good evening, Planning Commission. At the last meeting, you'll recall, we brought forward to you for a study session the fact that we have had requests from different property owners in the BP zone requesting standalone restaurants within that zone district. And at this time, it's limited to 15% of the gross area of a building or 3,000 square feet. So with that, there was a lively discussion about whether or not we should look at amending the comprehensive plan, and along that would trigger a zoning code change also to allow standalone restaurants in the BP zone district. And so with that, at the end of the Planning Commission meeting, there was a consensus for staff to bring back to you information to further analyze the potential code amendment. And so with that, this evening within your packet, you'll see a couple items. You have a map. These are the previous maps that we had at the last meeting, the gray showing the BP zone, and the green properties here, the undeveloped area of the BP zone along 9th Avenue and the ones along Bothell Everett Highway. Let me go to this. So within your packet, you have a matrix that shows a list of properties and a list of acreage. This is only for acreage only, showing you the size of the properties that are left remaining. And along with that, I have provided a visual display showing that there is very limited area left for development in the BP zone. And I realize it's hard to see, but there is a green hatch here, which depicts likely wetland areas. It's provided by Snohomish County. It's an overlay map, which is an indicator of areas that are wet or critical areas. And along this area, 9th Avenue and Bothell Everett Highway, it's restricted by wetlands and also steep slopes. So if you're on Bothell Everett Highway and you look at those vacant parcels north of the nursery and the one that's being developed now, the learning experience, those properties along that corridor and also north to the Province Medical Building, there's very limited area left to be developed. In fact, this parcel here, which is labeled J, this is probably the site that has the most developable area, and it's about, 1.5 acres maybe on this site, and it's owned by David Lee and his corporation, who's currently in the process of going to be constructing phase two of Clock Tower Storage. So they know that this area has about 1.5 acres. And then as you go further south, it even gets tighter. It gets restrained more with steep slopes and wetlands. These properties down here, Sherry, Tom, and I have both talked with multiple people over the years. They're essentially reasonable use sites, which means they're primarily encumbered by wetlands. So there is a small limited area. So these would be the areas, shouldn't if you consider the zone change amendment to allow freestanding restaurants, that potentially a restaurant could be located there.
It would also apply on 9th Avenue, though, right? There's reasonable use down on those ones as well.
There is. And so if we move over here to the west, over to 9th Avenue, you can see it's also green here, but along this side, there's some areas that are white, that are drier upland areas, that likely could be developed also with a free standalone restaurant site. So there are some sites, but we just wanted to be transparent and let you know that the areas are very limited and small. So your chance of getting a very huge warehouse in there or some very large business is limited.
What I got on the 9th Avenue is I think we focused on the highway side because that's where a restaurant would be more likely to go.
Yeah.
We put a sign up and pass by traffic would see it. 9th Avenue, you pretty much have to know where you're going.
Unless it was an herb farm or something very secluded.
Yeah, unless you
kill for an herb farm.
Yeah. So with that, in your packet, we took the opportunity to actually provide you a strikeout version of potential code change in the BP zone district, which under the principal use section, which is the first section, you will see the language highlighted in yellow and strikeout, which is deleting the current limitation of 3,000 square feet for standalone restaurants. And then also it adds an additional item that would outright permit a restaurant use. The other second section that would be proposed to be changed would be deleting conditional use section, which allows a restaurant use. Then based on your discussion, should and if you desire to move forward with this, the staff would prepare a package for you and bring back not just the code changes that you saw before you this evening, but we'd also make policy suggestions that you could make a recommendation on to the City Council. And that would include three policies in the comp plan that we discussed last time, 2.03, 4, and 09.
Where is the council these days in terms of their receptiveness to this proposal, if we were to bring it up?
We have not talked about this with the City Council yet, so I do not know. They, in general, they're economic development positive. So I think a lot of it will come down. She's going to talk about it. It's up on there. Once we put together a package, a sort of a proposal, before we actually do any environmental analysis or have a public hearing or anything like that, our process requires us to go to the council and decide whether or not to go forward or not. So they get a preliminary look at it. So right now what we're doing is we're basically putting a proposal together to see if you even want to propose it to the council or not. And if you do, we'll take it to there, we get a preliminary read, yes or no. But we have not talked to the council. That's a great question. We have not had that discussion.
Thank you. Gentlemen? Comments? Questions? Invective?
I'm all in favor of using that property for the best purpose possible, and I think if it's going to be a standalone restaurant versus another storage facility, that would be fantastic. And it also draws people to the, you know, south of 164th, which I think is huge. There's that the next big intersection to get developed or redeveloped, I should say, is 180th and Bothell Everett, and obviously that's outside the city, but with that change coming, I think that's probably the best use for those little spots there. You know, I don't see much else going in there that's viable. So,
do we know of the site or sites that we're looking at? Have you had a sense of whether or not they can be developed with adequate parking and to make them work? Or are there environmental issues that are?
The property owner for Property J has indicated that this would be his preferred use for this particular site. He's been the one who has requested this from the city for several years, and then other people have called and informally asked for a standalone restaurant. So for Site J, he's done the analysis for it himself, and he's requested that. So I would say yes, based on his information he's provided us.
Site J, does that have the White House on it with the barn in the back? Is that?
It does not. It's north of that.
North of
there's
that.
Currently nothing on it but a real estate for sale sign.
Okay, that is that
it's
one.
South of the creek.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. It has this big ecology blocks blocking
yes.
the entrance there. Yeah.
Yep, okay. That's it.
And the creek doesn't have the potential to impact that property?
It's already been separated and the buffer delineated on it. So it does impact it, yes, but it's the buffer. The area that the owner's looking at is developable.
You might get an acre or two, maybe a little bit more.
Yeah. Out of it.
So basically, you can build as much building as you can afford to park, which is a sliding scale. So amount of area that you have is going to be how much that's going to be. Mm-hmm. 5,000 square foot or 10,000 square foot restaurant. We haven't gone to that depth of analysis. That's something that you should probably kind of look at before we have a little idea what the capacity of that restaurant is.
Property owner probably has it.
A few hours of staff time into doing some sketch workups to see if it's going to, if it would fly and meet the code.
It would be up to the
property owner.
We probably just do a couple of templates. We're not going to draw the parking spots or anything here. Right?
No, no, no.
Just 100 spaces for size building and put the two there and see every kind of thing.
So the property owner has indicated, though, that it would be feasible on that particular site.
Any so impact with the new Swift lines or anything going on there that we know about?
Well, there would be a lot more users to use a restaurant.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
That is for sure.
I don't think that there's a stop right next to it, and it's dangerous to get across the street.
So absolutely.
At this time.
So, I wouldn't see that as a reason.
Well, yeah, the Swift stops at 164th. There is one more bus stop just by the optometrist there.
Yeah.
That the Swift doesn't stop at. Just a local one, though, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think about the place on the lake.
Emery's.
Emery's.
How would you compare the potential with that?
Yeah, that might be a...
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we'd have to take a look at that and look at the size of the restaurant. They are restricted on parking there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that could happen is there's nothing saying that the state went for the seeker down the highway. It may end up being right out.
Still no C-curve
yet,
but maybe coming soon. Yeah. They reserve that right.
Yeah.
That's part of the next thing. Once we actually have a full impact of the county, we're going to deal with it. We won't float it up and wash it up.
That does drag the sewer line all the way up from Spring Street as well.
That's correct.
So that would be fantastic, too, because then you're only two lots shy of having it all the way through Bothell Highway, right?
Yeah. Yes. Ooh, you know your sewer line connections.
Yeah. I'm on the water supply side of it, so I understand. That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, because that is our gap area in the city.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to see us move ahead, but I need to know from you what our move should be. You need a sense of the commission, or do you need a formal motion?
I think I get a good sense of the commission. You're willing to go forward. We're probably not meeting next month, although would there be a quorum? We're having a DRB meeting on August 15th anyway.
So we're
going to be here anyway, so if you wanted to meet, you could. In the past, it's been difficult to get quorums in August. So
I'm going to be gone. I'll be gone from the 7th to the 26th.
Yeah, it's on the 15th, I think, is the 3rd, right?
Something like that. Correct.
Are you going to be in town?
Potentially. It's all based on wildfire season. So right now, yes, I'll be in town. So yeah.
I would be here.
You'd be here, Matt? Yeah. Okay. Dennis?
I would be here.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could take a poll.
We could do
and see who's available or not. If we don't meet then, we'll be meeting in September.
Okay.
Because it's a fairly simple package to put together. 90% of it's done. We would just have to do the policy amendments and bring it forward.
Because I would set you up for a September meeting with council, or because that would be next, right? And they don't meet in August. But.
Correct. So it would time it nicely.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what the council agenda is. We've got a new city manager, and things are taking a little how things get onto the agenda, it's not like they show up the next day and then they kind of look further ahead, so I'm not sure. But yeah, the next step after that would be the council.
We'd have to debrief the new city manager.
Well, I don't see any negatives in it for
not
me
at his
personally.
Point. I think we'd certainly to move ahead to the next.
We
next
just,
step.
I mean, I'm always concerned about, my concern I raised last time was, does this compete with the work we're doing on Mill Creek Boulevard? But that's a much longer plan. And then, I mean, looking at that property, we haven't been able to get offices in there. We've gotten one daycare facility going in now. There's no financial institutions. it looks like it may be the best use for our community out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a dead zone for town is that south end, and the high school is obviously not going across the street anymore, so who knows what's going to happen with that piece of property. But I think anything that draws people either up from Bothell or down from Mill Creek downtown, I think that's a good thing. So
we know food is the draw, yep. Even when we have our open house or our festivals, it's the food.
People come for the food.
Mm-hmm. Have we heard anything more, speaking of food, about the pizza place?
Don't forget the tavern side.
Boston? Yeah. You mean Boston's Pizza? Mm-hmm. Who's going in there? We have not.
That's a different topic.
When we do, we'll let you know.
Then I get back to pizza. I'm wasting away.
Brooklyn Brothers. Brooklyn Brothers Pizza.
Brooklyn.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Where do we write in here? We get to pick the restaurant because I want. No, I'm just kidding. It's always the danger.
That's the Economic Development Committee.
Oh, good. I'll go.
All right, it turns out to be a Wendy's.
No. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah, Five Guys.
You know, for 2 seconds, a story to tell you about restaurants. I have this fixation. It goes back a long way, but when I was working for the city of Burbank in California, we had a guy come in. He wanted to put a restaurant up on a hill overlooking the city. And he was negotiating with the city manager, and they made a deal. And I thought it was the dumbest deal I had ever heard. He wanted 3% off the top for the food and 5% off the top from the bar. And a guy by the name of Dave Talachet had put this restaurant together, and the city of Burbank made more money off of that than they did off of anything else, because people came up to drink the big Hawaiian drinks with the flour in it. Ever since then, when I see restaurants wanting to go into one of my cities, I'm ready to collect.
Well, could potentially have a really nice view and could be really well done.
Because yeah. There is a nice wetland and green belt over to the
kind of thought
west.
At first that's where the private school was going to go, along that ridgeline somewhere. But now they get to look at the backside of homes. So, oh, well. Oh, well. They missed it.
So. Tom, anything?
Good for the order?
Good of the order?
Yes, we can bring back some some comp plan changes, maybe a drawing, maybe a little more refinement on that, see the site plan and how much room it holds.
Yes. We'll do that.
Are you done?
Yes. Thank you, all of you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, go to the order. I think we talked a little bit. We'll do a poll of the commission to see if you get August off or not. If we have a quorum, we'll try to, if Chrissy can get all that mountain of work done, then we could maybe meet in August if we can get a quorum together. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it would be September. And anything else? Is everybody caught up on their train? Okay.
Yes, I am.
Nice job.
I was on the list. I'm off it now.
There's a live version of the class going on in Mukilteo on September the 17th.
September.
And so, Stan, if you'd like to get another certificate.
I think I've got 9 now. My office wall is just about covered with.
We're trying to get the council to go because we've got a number of regional plans coming up. County's going to be updating their comprehensive plan in the next few years. We've got Vision 2050 from PSRC. What else is going on?
What was the date again? September?
September the 17th.
In Mukilteo?
Mukilteo City Hall. At 6:15 to 9:15. And we're hoping to get several of the council members to go, as well as our new city manager, who is new to the state, so we'll be training for him. I'll be going as well as Gina Hortolosa, the director of Public Works and Planning. So,
count me in on that, too.
Okay. So, anyways, that's another opportunity. Anything else? Nope, that's it.
All caught up on our public meeting law.
We cover that in there, and if you all have taken your training, then you're caught up. But you don't have to worry about it too much, because most of what you do is legislative now. So you can do your ex parte if you'd like.
I had enough certificates, as I say, that I was covering one part of my wall, proving either I was really up on public meetings or so slow that I had to keep going back and back to catch up. All right. If there's nothing more, gentlemen, do you have anything for the...
One more thing is Chris has been working really hard on reviewing the construction plans for the farm with the Public Works Department side, and they'll be pushing dirt around there probably the next couple of weeks. The plans are about to be, we have a pre-con meeting next week, and the bonds are coming in, and so that's going to start happening. So,
oh, good.
Probably sort of the last part. I mean, the first part, they're going to start taking that big mountain they built from what was left over from the vintage.
Oh, yeah.
And start pushing that around. So,
yeah. Progress.
Yeah.
Action.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, some people.
Where's this?
You from my home?
Blake Stevens.
That's Scriber Lake. And
my
Lake
vacation.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Interesting.